Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A warmer from the low, welcome to lovely Las Vegas for Cusica Suits with myself, Greg Eames Spears, and now part of the VEASAN Family Podcast, and we've got a great podcast for you. We wound up seeing a little bit of news in terms of some of the marquee multi-team events for both this year and next year. Going to be passing that along to you in the final segment, along with a little bit of player movement that we've seen over the last 2 days, and we're going to be talking in the second segment with our good friend Brian Rolfe. He does a terrific job over there at HXCBB. He's going to be talking about what he's seen from these foreign tours, any players, any teams that have really been leaping out for him, why you don't want to be getting too attached to a lineup if you do wind up seeing it out there during one of these foreign tours as well. We're going to be talking about teams that he's starting to feel a little bit higher and lower on. We're going to be talking about a few Big Ten teams and a few Big East teams for this upcoming season. So, going to have a great chat with Brian and all those gentlemen over there at HXCBB. They always do an amazing job. And if you do have a question, comment, segment, idea, what have you for this podcast, let me go to work for you and let me answer those. You can fire those in one of two ways. First one is my Twitter timeline, at @unit_81. Keep in mind, letters EM. Maybe does not matter. As per usual, please just send these into the timeline. The other way, it is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast. By that 5-star review, really did not wind up getting in any Twitter questions today, but we did have a great chat with our good friend Brian Rolfe, always delivers the goods on this podcast, and he's doing a little bit of a rebranded podcast now for HXCBB. It's more of the HXCBB Hangout. It's got a little bit more video in it, so we're going to be talking about that and just what we're noticing for this upcoming season and teams that he's starting to feel a little bit more bullish/bearish on next right here on Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Eames Peterson, now part of the VEASAN Family Podcast.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back in lovely Las Vegas for Kiss Heaps with myself, Greg Gibbs Pearson, now part of the VEASAN Family Podcast. And it's always great to be joined by our guest, as Brian Roth, doing an absolutely amazing job as a national college basketball writer and podcast host over there at HeatCheckCBB, which I know that the podcast that he's doing, it used to be the Hope and Roth podcast. Now it's the HeatCheckCBB Hangout. That is very good. They rebranded that a little bit. And Brian, he's always coming up with ways to just deliver great college basketball content in general, holding it down out there in the eastern part of the country. And you're able to follow him on Twitter at BRAUF33. Last name is spelled R-A-U-F. And Brian, it is always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, my friend. And Brian, right now, something that I know that we're both paying attention to is some of these foreign trips. I think that we would both be in agreement that if you wind up seeing like Arkansas wind up struggling with. I think that they're playing against a lot of these European countries. That's not necessarily what you're looking at. The Auburn versus Israel game is not necessarily something that is too worrisome as well. But when it comes to what you've been seeing in terms of like rotations, guys that have been seeing more minutes as a run, anything that has really jumped out to you as to something that might be worth taking note of for this upcoming season?
I would send a word of caution out to college basketball fans who are looking into these foreign trips as lead indicators in terms of what's going to happen during the season. Coaches use these tours to experiment with their teams. It's an opportunity for them to see their guys for the first time in real live action in a non-controlled setting. And so they'll play around with different lineups. They'll play around with different combinations, play around with different sets, see what works, what doesn't, in hopes of giving themselves a head start once the season actually gets here. So just because you see a starting five one day, as you mentioned, Auburn, Israel, and Auburn's tour, or Kentucky's tour, or Arkansas's tour, Appalachian State's tour, just because you see a starting lineup one day, that's not necessarily who the coach thinks is going to be the starting lineup come opening night. He just might want to see how that group is playing on the court, how they work together, play off each other, things like that. So I think it's more seeing how individual players might step into bigger roles. That's, to me, the big thing that really try to get at it. There are two guys, both in the SEC, that I was pleasantly surprised with. Nye Broome for Auburn, talking about them, coming from Morehead State, was a really, really good player from Morehead State, but obviously taking a big leap up in consistent competition, at the very least going from the Ohio Valley Conference to the SEC. He seems like he'll be okay handling the load. Still going to be guard heavy. Still going to have a couple guys to play off of. It's not going to just be him. But he looked like he was ready to handle it. He made some really good passes, had some good vision, a good understanding of what it seemed like Auburn was trying to do, which gives me hope that he'll be ready to rock opening night at the level that we think he can play at. The other guy for Kentucky is Toppin. Jacob Toppin. Kentucky fans have been really, really high on him and want him to turn into his brother, Obi. And I don't think that's going to be the case. But he did look much more comfortable, much more assertive, or at least has during Kentucky's Bahamas trip. That's a good sign to take away in that it seems like he at least knows he needs to step up and be in a bigger role and seems to be welcoming that and meaning that with some sort of aggression.
Yep, I agree with you. I think that it is very important to take a look at more or less how some of these guys are looking, taking a look at a little bit of formations as well, but not reading overly much into it just because you wind up seeing someone that wound up getting like 8 minutes per game last season and he has one game in which he winds up being featured a little bit more. It doesn't mean that he's now going to be a 30-minute per game guy for this upcoming season, but you do want to sort of get a little bit of a feel for it. And at the very least, if a guy is getting minutes, you know that they're at least on the radar for perhaps getting a little bit more evaluation as well. So you're able to have a few more pieces to the puzzle, I think is a good way of putting it, but not necessarily the puzzle all sorted out, which is the way that I'm going to phrase it here as you're going to be on the podcast. We do have Brian Ruff. He does amazing work over there at Heat Check CBB. And now that we are getting these foreign trips, we're starting to get to know a little bit more about these teams. And as we both know, much of the transfer portal hoopla, it is now done. There are still a couple smaller moves that are being made, like Jacksonville State a couple days ago. They wound up adding on a few guys. We wound up seeing even someone like a Gerald Liddell wind up going to Detroit. But these are ancillary moves at this point. And as you're starting to be able to get to know these rosters a little bit more as things have slowed down, are there any teams out there that, as it has settled now, as you're able to take a little bit more of a look at it, they become a little bit more bullish / bearish on in being able to have just a little bit more of a crystallization as to what they're going to be for this upcoming season?
I'll give you two again. Illinois in the Big Ten and particularly Miami in the ACC. Miami is a big one that stuck out to me. Norchad Omier coming in from Arkansas State gives them a true interior presence that they've really lacked. You're still going to have really good guard play. Isaiah Wong and Nigel Pack on the outside in particular. Those guys are going to be able to carry the load and do things that we saw Miami do last year in these last couple years in their attacks. But being able to have an elite rebounder, an elite defensive presence, both down low and a big, you can switch out on the outside as well, is going to be huge for them. In an ACC that, while I think it'll be stronger, UNC is going to be excellent at the top. Obviously, Duke's going to be right there. We think Virginia will be, could see Florida State too. But behind the top five, maybe six teams if you want to extend it out that far. There is a big drop off. I think Miami is very clearly in that five or six, again, depending on how far you want to stretch that. So I would consider them to be a team that I'm much higher on now than I was, now that I've had time to really look at the situation, munch on who they've brought in, really dug into it and how they're going to fit into the system. And same thing with Illinois. I know I've came on this podcast and talked about, I think it was a couple months ago, about how I wasn't really buying Illinois, and I'm still not buying Illinois, but it's a similar situation in terms of who is the top team in the Big Ten going to be. I don't think it's Indiana. I'm pretty outspoken. In fact, I think Indiana is a little overrated coming into this season. Illinois is missing some top-end talent, but I think the floor is also pretty high. And as you look at teams in the Big Ten and some wide variants and a lot of unknowns there, Illinois' main unknown is just these transfers haven't played together, but they are all extremely talented players and on talent alone are capable of being all Big Ten kind of performers. So I think they'll finish higher. Again, I'm still not sold on them being like an elite team or anything like that. I am higher on them now than I was maybe a month or two ago.
Yep, and I do think that with Illinois, they just benefit from the fact that the Big Ten just doesn't look that good this season. As joining me on the podcast, we do with Brian Roth, and I feel like in terms of who should be the top team out there in the Big Ten, Michigan isn't getting enough love. Personally, I am in the camp of Illinois right now because I'm with you. I just cannot buy into Indiana. I need to see more out of the guard play. I love the fact that Trace Jackson Davis is back, but Xavier Johnson looked a little bit better towards back half of last season. Who's going to be able to pair with him? Parker Stewart was not able to be that guy. And as a matter of fact, Parker Stewart is now back at UT Martin, so I'm not necessarily bullish on them. But I think Michigan is an intriguing team because you bring back Hunter Dickinson. Much of the backcourt from last season, it is lost. And I'm not sure how Jalen Llewellyn winds up translating to the Big Ten. Tore it up at Princeton, but the step up from the Ivy League to the Big Ten, it is big. But we did wind up seeing a guy, Mike Smith, be able to make it and made it very well. A little bit of a different skill set there. But I think Michigan is a really intriguing team just because we saw them look really rough towards the beginning part of the season. Towards the end of the season, they were able to make yet another Sweet 16, though. And I think that that is one of the bigger unknown teams out there in the Big Ten that they could have a season much like they wound up having last year, which they struggle out of the gates. But as the season goes along, they get better and better.
I trust Michigan a lot more than I trust some other teams that I would consider to be in their position because I trust Juwan Howard. I think he's earned that through his 3 years in charge of Michigan. His teams have outperformed expectations every year, the lone exception being last season when they underperformed again, to your point, for the first half or two-thirds of the season, and then found themselves in the Sweet 16 because, oh, okay, that's just kind of what Michigan does. They're going to have a really good defense again. They have one of the best players in the country, let alone the Big Ten, and Hunter Dickinson. They need some of those guys to step up. I think it was easy to get down on them or write them off because some guys they were expecting to get back and play big roles for them, you know, Caleb Houston, Musa Diabate, guys who showed flashes as freshmen but weren't studs by any stretch of the imagination. Those guys left. And so those roles that we thought were going to be filled by high-level guys are now question marks. But again, as you look around the Big Ten, there's not many things that are as reliable as Hunter Dickinson and then Juwan Howard as a coach. So I certainly have them finishing in the top half, probably top four at the very least. Whether they can win the league, I think to your point, depends on the progression of some of their other guys and how transfers adapt to playing in a conference like the Big Ten.
Yep, I do think that is going to be really interesting to take a look at that Big Ten for the upcoming season because there are quite a few unknowns out there. And when it comes to some of the bigger unknowns in college basketball as well, I do think that you wind up mentioning a good point with Indiana just because I feel like a few people have bought into them just a little bit too soon. But I take a look at Butler. I know that they have come up from a lot of people I've been talking to on this podcast as well. And I think that they're going to be a little bit more of a boom or bust team. I think that Manny Bates does wind up bringing a lot of stability down low. And hiring on Thad Matta, he just had such a good track record while he was at Ohio State. But I think that this is just such an intriguing team because I think that Butler is going to be much better this year than they were last season. But I think the big question is, how much better did they wind up getting in relation to the Big East? Because I think that they might be the victim of just the entire conference getting better. I mean, even Georgetown, who was by far the worst team in the conference last season. They didn't win a single game within the conference. And they wound up getting guys in like Jay Heath and company. They look significantly better. for this upcoming season. We wound up seeing good coaching moves over there with like Xavier, and they wind up bringing in Sule Boom, who I think is going to be able to do a solid job. So I take a look at Butler, and I think that they're a really intriguing bunch because I know that a lot of people are high on them, and no question they're going to be so much better, but I think they might be just victims of the fact that the entire conference in general got so much better too.
Oh, absolutely. I think you'll see that play out where they finish in conference standings, but I'd also expect more teams from the Big East to get in the tournament this year than we've seen maybe the past couple, because I do think the strength of the league is stronger, and Butler's position may show that and be a side product of that. I am in line to think Butler will take a step forward this year. Even if LaVall Jordan was still the coach, this was the year they were going to have their breakout. They've been relying on a lot of young guys the last 2 years. Chuck Harris is the first one that comes to mind. Lukosius last year as well as a freshman. Those guys played really big roles as underclassmen and are now have some experience underneath them, and we're stepping into now being upperclassmen, having experience, you know, with crowds in the stands in the Big East. They seemed ready to take that step forward anyway. Then you add in a coach like Thad Matta, who hasn't been a head coach in about a decade, but is still probably one of the 10 or 15 best coaches in the country. You throw him into that mix with a roster that is talented, that seems ready to take a step forward. I'm certainly bullish on Butler, and I think they get back to the tournament this year.
I do as well. I just question where they're going to be able to finish in terms of the Big East as well. As joining me on the podcast, we do have Brian Ruff, does an amazing job over there at HXCBB, because I mean, Creighton is a team that I could easily see in the Big Ten, and honestly, I could see them being able to win the conference this season with Villanova no longer having Jay Wright in the fold. And I just take a look at the Big East. I don't know if they necessarily have that one just superstar Final Four sort of team, but got a lot of teams I could see wind up making the second week of the NCAA tournament. I mentioned Villanova, the fact that they're going to take a little bit of a step back, but I'm still relatively bullish on them. Marquette is a team that I think might wind up having a little bit of a rough go of it as well, just because while everyone out there in the Big East wound up being able to add pieces in the transfer portal, they really did not, but I like the pieces that Providence wound up bringing in by the transfer portal. When it's all said and done, I like them as a top 25 team. UConn did an amazing job in the transfer portal as well. So I take a look at this entire Big East. I can't really pinpoint one team that I think is necessarily that fortified Final Four team. If there is one, it would be Creighton, in my opinion, but just all these teams, top to bottom, look very solid. Even DePaul, I think, has improved a lot as well.
Improved a lot, and probably thankful for Georgetown being in the league to keep them out of the cellar. But Big East is going to be strong. Not that elite, elite team people think Creighton can be. I think Creighton can be a top 15, top 20 team. Not so sure about them being a top 10, let alone top 5 team. But Villanova should be solid, have some good personnel. Their freshmen we've seen, especially Cam Whitmore, look like they're going to be awesome. Kyle Neptune should have that system continuing the run after Jay Wright. Again, Creighton should be good. Be interesting to see Sean Miller at Xavier, because Xavier has talent. They've been waiting to take the step forward that they just couldn't make under Travis Steele. We'll see if that happens. It's going to be fun. It should be a really exciting conference race too, because all those teams are caught in there as well, as you mentioned. All those teams are on what I consider to be a pretty similar level. And so I think you could get in a situation where you have 3-4 teams all within a game of each other trying to win the regular season title.
Yep, I do think that is going to be a great conference race. And I mean, as much as we talk about the Big Ten and how it's going to be down, at the very minimum, you've got a lot of evenly matched teams. So I do think that is going to be a very good conference race as well. Who winds coming out on top and what seed they wind up getting in the NCAA tournament, that's another question. But I do think that we're going to be getting a lot of great basketball. And Brian, I know that you're preparing for what is going to be an absolutely incredible season in college basketball. Like I mentioned, the podcast that you do with Connor Ope, it is a little bit rebranded, and I think that you guys are doing an amazing job of it with bringing in a little bit more video element to it, and you guys over there at HXCBB always tear it up. So let the good people at home know they're able to follow you on social media, and what's all on tap for you?
Yeah, I appreciate it. You can follow me on Twitter at BRAUF33. It's BRAUF33. As you mentioned, we recently rebranded the podcast to the Heat Check Hangout, added a video component to it, and it's a little bit more informal. Just going to be something that's kind of like a hangout. You're talking, hanging out with your friends, talking about college basketball. Kind of the format we're going for. You can still get it wherever you get your podcast. It'll be the same feed as Hope and Ralph was. There's a video component as well. Find us on YouTube now. There's its own separate Twitter account, the Hangout. See, the Hangout, I think, is what it's called. At least the Twitter account there, where you can find them on Twitter. We got a lot of season preview content coming down for the next couple weeks and couple months here. There is a big project that we've been working on that I can't quite announced yet, but just know that, as hopefully you already know with every offseason, most everything you could possibly want to find about anything on college basketball to get you ready for the season, you'll be able to find up on HeatCheckCBB.com.
And the gentlemen of HeatCheckCBB, every one of them, do absolutely incredible work. Brian, one of the hardest working men that you're going to find in college basketball, always delivers great content whenever he's on this podcast as well. So big thanks to Brian for joining me right here on Coast Coast Hoops, now a part of the Beeson Family Podcast. And coming up next, it is that time of the podcast to give you a little bit of a roundup as to the news and also we've seen in college basketball over the last 48 hours.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation... I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation... I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back here in lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops Spears, and now part of the VEASAN family of podcasts. It is always a pleasure to get Brian Rolf of HeatCheckCBB on the show. Does an amazing job being able to cover this game that we love so much all 12 months out of the year. And all of those guys over there at HeatCheckCBB, they are doing an amazing job. At HeatCheckCBB is where you're able to share your support and give them a follow. So big thanks to him for joining me in the last segment. Now it is that time of the podcast to give you a little bit of a roundup as to all the news and notes that we've seen from college basketball over the last 2 days. We didn't have a ton by itself on Tuesday, but we did wind up seeing Oklahoma decide that in the 2023 battle for Atlantis, they will not be taking part in that. Why? I really do not know, but with that said, Texas Tech, they are going to be in that field. We are currently evaluating the class of 2022, so not necessarily too concerned there, and it looks like in terms of the Legends Classic, according to our good friend John Rothstein, Michigan is going to be playing Pittsburgh, and Arizona State is going to be playing VCU in the first round of that. Should be a relatively intriguing event, as Arizona State actually has done quite a bit in the transfer portal. VCU has hopes of an NCAA tournament in Pittsburgh. They've been down in the ACC for a very, very long time, but that said, it looks like they have been able to bring out some good talent for this upcoming season, so we shall see what winds up happening in that event, and the lead up to it should determine what sort of prices we're going to be able to get on those games. And we did wind up seeing a little bit of player movement. Chris Freeman, he was at Jackson State last season. He has decided that he is going to be going down to New Mexico of the Highlands, and for Freeman, he really wanted making his big splash when he was with UT Rio Grande Valley a few years ago. With UT Rio Grande Valley across 2 seasons, was it what up 6.5 points per contest, was right around a 32.5% 3-point shooter, as a 6'6" combo player, just could not wind up being able to stay out there on the floor for Jackson State. Wanted making 3 starts, 4 total appearances, wasn't necessarily a good fit there, was a little bit injured as well. He has decided that he is going to be going down to the non-D1 level. Very easy for your handicap whenever you do wind up seeing a guy just decide that they're going to be going down to the non-D1 level. Cross them off your list of guys that you need to evaluate and move on. You're able to do that with Corbin Merritt as well. Someone who began his career at Oklahoma last 2 seasons with Austin Peay, just really could not wind up finding a lot of playing time last year. 3.5 points, 2.3 rebounds per contest, shot about 30% from three as a 6'8" combo player. He's going down to D2 Converse, so that's an easy one. Another guy that wanted going down to the non-D1 level, that would be Kareem Clark. He last season was playing at Alabama State, just wound up seeing no playing time whatsoever. Was a little bit of a touted JUCO guy coming out of South Mountain of Arizona Community College. Could not wind up finding any minutes last season, so another one that is very easy for your handicap. And then the other gentleman that wanted going down to the non-D1 level over the last few days, that would be Isaiah Brody. He last season was playing for Jacksonville, and when I was at Jacksonville, just was not able to wind up warranting a lot of minutes, and that's what we're noticing right now, because right around like 43-44% of guys that entered in the transfer portal are looking for a home. Brody last season has a 6'7", little bit of a wing, 2.2 points, 2.7 rebounds per contest for Jacksonville team that is looking to hang its hat on defense. So he decided that he is going to be going back home to Scottsdale Community College. You wish him nothing but the best. And then in terms of more major news, you did wind up seeing Courtney Carter. He was playing last year at SIU Edwardsville, and doesn't sound like too much of news, but I mean, with SIU Edwardsville, they're legitimately a team that in a very, very down Ohio Valley conference, they have a chance to contend. He has been a starter last year for SIUE. Last year, 8 points, 3.5 assists, steal and a half per contest, 4.5 boards, shot about 31% from three. He's decided that he's going to be going to Tarleton State, and Tarleton State, a very slow team that really hangs their hat on being able to generate steals. I think that this might be a relatively good fit for Billy Gillespie. They need to replace Montre Gibson, top scorer from last year, wound up averaging 15 points, a little bit over three assists per contest. They don't have a single guy returning that wound up averaging more than about 1.7, 1.8-ish assists per contest, so he could be that main trigger guy. Tarleton State, not a team that's necessarily prioritizing three-point shooting, so he actually should be a relatively good fit over there in the WAC, so you wish him absolutely nothing but the best. And then California gentleman Logan Alters last season with the Golden Bears just did not wind up getting out there on the floor. He decided that he's going to be going to CSUN Cal State Northridge, a Northridge program that may have seen some relative change over the last few years. Mark Gottfried wound up getting placed on leave, and then I think that they officially wound up doing away with him during the springtime this season, so it is now Trent Brown's program. He is looking for anything in this backcourt whatsoever. After CSUN, they were one of the worst teams in all of college basketball in terms of three-point shooting percentage. Alters probably not going to be the answer for this team, but it is another piece that they're going to be able to utilize, and we're looking to utilize as much as humanly possible for handicapping for this upcoming season. Should have some conference previews coming up within the next few days. I plan on doing interviews for the next 48 to 72 hours on the MAC, which is the one with 1A, so the Mid-American Conference, along with the NEC. You're probably going to be seeing the NEC wind up coming out a day or two before the MAC conference preview, but those are on tap for me. And if you do like what you're hearing from this fine podcast, Coast to Coast Hoops, you're able to subscribe wherever you podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you've got a question, comment, segment, idea, whatever for this podcast, you do have one of two ways we offer those in. First one is by Twitter timeline at @unit_81. Keep in mind, letter CM, name does not matter, so as per usual, please do send these into the timeline. And the other way, it is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to find whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. I will be coming at you guys every single day on this podcast during the off-season, news and notes of college basketball, along with these conference previews. And then once we get in-season, picks and analysis on every single game, every single day. Big thanks once again to Brian Rolfe of HXCBB for joining me in the last segment, and I will catch you once again tomorrow. Thanks so much for tuning in.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them?
Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.